having been walking through the Britzer Garden yesterday, I listened to a podcast from Keith O'Hara about the importance of grammar knowledge for becoming fluent in English. That's right. And I looked for it. I listened to it. And he taught me six methods, six aspects for learning grammar words. First, learn only one word at a time. Second, speak slowly. Third, use a method by Keith for successful learning. This method I don't know, and I don't care about it either. Fourth, record yourself and review it. Fifth, look for diagrams which can help you practice the grammar rule by having them create special stories. Sixth, with some writing, do some writing, write down some sentences or stories which apply these rules. I only remark this kind of learning grammar rules I want to refuse. That's stupid, it's boring, it's against the natural development of learning grammar, and I turn to the book of Gabriel Weiner, Fluency Forever. This book taught me you have to pick up the grammar rules in a more unconscious way, like the children do it, and all in the steps which the children and all in the steps which the children follow in a natural way. And this is quite convincing. I give only one example for it. The children learn first. Cooking or he eating cooking, for instance, the first step. The gerund form, the continuous presence would be used at the beginning. Interesting. Second, he is eating cooking. He put the auxiliary to it. Third, he ate cooking. In the third step, the past acquired, and only at last in the second and the fourth step, the third person singular of present will be acquired, will be learned by the children. That means in our understanding, especially with respect to the textbooks, it's quite a different way. Where, as you know, you have to learn from the first up to the third person plural all the flexions which are possible. That's nonsense. And so he recommends. Gabriel Weiner, he commands not to exercise with the help of the grammar book, but only to read them fluently through, very quick, picking up the examples for it, put them perhaps into a flashcard, as you like. And these grammar rules are implicit in these sentences, and you learn this pattern and crunch this pattern in parts and learn it in such an unconscious way. Learn the grammar rules automatically. I think this way I followed in the past unconsciously in the last years, especially in my former years of learning, and just in the last run of learning or improving. Following orders, I gave ChatGPT for correcting the text I have spoken at the moment, and it corrected only some small parts. I wrote, for the correction regarding the following, this text is a spoken text, and the spoken style should be maintained. It's not a matter of the highest refinements. Also, repetition should be maintained. Pick up only the essential grammar mistakes. and notice how essential these are. After that, he make indeed only small corrections. He asked me for further refinements. And that follows the following dialogue, this dialogue. B. If the text is accepted for a native speaker and the spoken way is maintained, then let it as it is. Yes, was the answer. Your final version is acceptable for a native speaker and in spoken form. It keeps your natural rhythm, thought flow, and spoken logic. The few grammar corrections make it clear without polishing away your voice. It can stay exactly as it is. That's nice.